There is something exciting about that. I should be in. Because if I'm the only thing that matters, that's when, and I guess that's the important thing to remember is that, you know, we have images of it, it's presented a certain way, but it's really one of the most deceiving things that happens to people that are suicidal. They cannot see anything outside of themselves. They're locked into this world and reality. And to them, the idea of killing themselves is it's a relief. Something that will
Just such a powerful statement. There's no more greater
something United experienced. And that speaks volumes of what I think you value this experience because of how you experience yourself here. I value myself here. And collectively, when we do that, something happens to us. It does energize us. It does affect our lives. It does change. And change is what I think caught up in this.
Elijah Muhammad.
story about Elijah, how God worked with him to bring him back into that relationship. How God worked with him to help him realize, okay, if this is where you need to go, go ahead, and I'll be there at.
The change of that I really, really like, and that is, Jesus tells me this I love.
Oh, wow. Jesus tells me this I love. Jesus knows
me this I love.
Those kinds of things have meaning to us and add to our life. That's one of the themes that John has taught all three of his books he's writing. That he dearly loves. You've got to remember, John was relating these people out of his love, concern, and care. People that you think about, people in your world, and you want to share with them, you want them to feel encouraged. That's what John is trying to do. Remember this. I was there, and this.
Relationship we have can remain exciting. The reason it lasts is because the Bible doesn't change far. And because of the experience, ever since my mom, Adventist, and we started going to the church, I've always loved all the stories. It's on such a whole new meaning here.
So
in this day, in 2009, the same stories that I always loved.
It does grow. And it does, as the stories change, your understanding, element, your awareness, your own personal growth has now magnified those stories and make them even. It is. It is a great thing. And that's really what the Bible is meant to be, something to help us understand what other humans, just like you, just like me, struggled and lived their life. And as Ernie was talking about the Hall of Fame, in what chapter was that in? Hebrews 11. He talked about those individuals. How many, what's your name there? Those individuals didn't live perfect lives. They didn't have everything they wanted. Many of them had great disappointments. Many had great trials.
Like something. You can start that thing this morning. Thank you.